Ambassador Chung Hun Kim, the 2005 APEC from Chair, and Ambassador Binzi Defensu, the Chairman of the CGTF, and distinguished delegates and ladies and gentlemen. I welcome all of you to Korea in this winter season to participate in this important meeting. First of all, I would like to extend my deep appreciation to the Government of the Republic of Korea for the excellent preparation of this important gathering. I also take this opportunity to pay my tribute to the excellent leadership of Ambassador Chung Hun Kim, who is steering the entire 2005 APEC process as some chair. The task is quite demanding, but he is discharging his duties quite faithfully. It is really a great privilege for me to speak on behalf of APEC Secretariat at this event. Normally, the STAR Conference is one of the most significant events in the early part of APEC's busy annual schedule. Any findings or policy recommendations we produce at this conference will certainly set the tone of our discussion for this year and contribute to the important deliverables of APEC 2005. APEC leaders met in Shanghai in 2001, right 1 month after the tragic event of September 11, and described international terrorism as a direct challenge to the APEC's vision of a free, open, and prosperous community, and to the fundamental values that APEC members hold. Faced with the heinous terrorist actions, APEC leaders have shown unflagging commitment in preventing and suppressing all forms of terrorist acts to promote trade and security environment mutually supportive. In particular, APEC has set a clear priority to enhance the safe flow of goods and people by improving measures to protect maritime, transportation, and aviation. To coordinate APEC's broad counterterrorism agenda, the APEC Counterterrorism Task Force was established in 2003. The primary goal of the task force is to identify and assess regional counterterrorism needs, coordinate capacity building and technical assistance, and cooperate with the international organizations. The CTTF has a new chairperson this year, the General Benjamin Defenso. He was appointed by President Arroyo of Philippines. He is a four-star general and a former chief of the Armed Forces of Philippines with wide expertise on counterterrorism activities. I'm sure that with his excellent leadership, the Counterterrorism Task Force will continue to accomplish the sensitive task requested by leaders and the ministers. APEC means business. It is crucial to deal with terrorist threats for a secure and stable business environment in the APEC region. The first and foremost threat are the tragic human cost resulting from the terrorist actions. But more far-reaching threat is the tremendous economic impact and cost as productivity is lost, the business confidence plummets, and the cost of repairing the unprecedented damages. Increase in insurance cost alone can be crippling the entire industry. To look at more specifically, a research carried out IMF has estimated that the loss of the U.S. output resulting from the terrorist-related actions could be as high as $75 billion per year, which accounts for 0.75 GDP of the United States. Another study carried out by the RAND Corporation January this year estimated that if a commercial aircraft would be shut down in the United States by a terrorist actions using a manpad, the total direct and indirect cost of this single instance could be as high as $15 billion. Across a broad range of sectors, APEC is already undertaking a number of counterterrorism initiatives to ensure that such damage is not inflicted on the regional economy in the future. I would like to give you a couple of examples. First, APEC's Transportation Working Group is already working to ensure the implementation of an intermodal supply chain security initiative over the next 2 years, as well as pushing forward the continued implementation of the ISPS code for maritime and aviation security measures. Second, APEC Finance Minister's process is focusing on increasing compliance with accepted international standards to counter money laundering and terrorist financing. Third, the Telecommunications and Information Working Group continues activities to build the capacity of a member economy to ensure cybersecurity. We are now living in an ever-increasing interdependence world. Under this situation, we have to work together at the global level in order to ensure regional security and stability. I believe that the two issues are instrumental to this end. One is the capacity building. Second, the other is the private-public partnership. First, capacity building support is essential for the successful implementation of the improved counterterrorism measures in all member economies. APEC counterterrorism action plans, known as CTAP, CTAP, are one of the useful means used to identify where the assistance is required in the region. These are prepared by member economies and provide a concise checklist of measures already undertaken, as well as those which require further actions. This year, the CTTF will undertake a rigorous cross-analysis of these counterterrorism action plans. The ultimate goal is to use APEC's extensive sectoral expertise to develop a set of concrete needs to which donors could respond. APEC has also opened lines of communications and encouraged close interactions with international financial institutions. One of the most typical examples for this cooperation is the establishment of ADB, Cooperation Fund for Regional Trade and Financial Security Initiative. The second key area for concerted efforts is the close collaboration between private and public sectors. It is important to provide channels for the private sectors to give input for the policy development as well as implementation process in terms of the counterterrorism activities. In this sense, the STAR Conference serves as a significant forum for enabling the increased interactions with the business sectors on counterterrorism policies. At the second STAR Conference held in Chile last year, we have heard a lot of concerns flagged by the business community and the potential additional cost generated by the increased security-related measures. These concerns were then presented for consideration by the ministers and were incorporated in 2004 ministerial statement. Now our task is clear. The joint work with the business sector is essential to ensure free flow of trade and enhance the security measures. Building upon the progress and achievement made in Thailand and Chile, the third APEC STAR Conference in Korea will address primarily two issues, that is aviation security and maritime security. I'm confident that the two-day conference will give you an excellent opportunity to identify the relationship between the improved regional security and the imperatives of ongoing trade facilitation. I look forward to frank and open discussions which certainly lead to viable policy recommendations in combating international terrorism at the end of this year. Thank you very much.